Brooke Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Oh, the diamonds, they sparkle again.
Yeah, Fran, look, it wasn't a performance that would have won the World Cup final a few months ago, but it was enough to beat New Zealand in the Constellation Cup match, the first of the series. The New Zealanders also dealing with the problems of finding replacement for absent champions. The score, a comfortable enough 50-44 in the end after leading by 4 goals at half-time. There wasn't quite the control in attack. The defence was rock solid. Gabby Simpson making an impressive enough test debut in the wing defence bit when she came on for the injured Renee Ingalls in the second quarter. Lisa Alexander would be happy about that. Australia's also looking to find suitable replacements for Julie Coletto and Kim Green. They both retired after winning the World Cup. Paige Hadley at wing attack and Shani Layton in goal defence. Well, they did the job well. And under the ring, well, 2 of the hardy perennials did the rest. Caitlin Bassett scoring 38 goals from 44 shots and Natalie Medhurst a tidy 12 from 14, Fran.
What about the code hopper?
She didn't get hasn't got a game yet.
Right, okay.
I think they'll have her around the camp just to learn a few things. And if they go, say, 3 up in this best of 4 series, then that's probably when she might get a game, I reckon, get a chance on court.
So the NRL got some headlines yesterday. Some okay, some not so great. The surprise resignation of CEO Dave Smith, though.
Well, look, the people from News Limited were telling anyone who would listen, and that's a lot of people when you think of how much of the media that involves. It was all down to them after Smith put together a new free-to-air television rights deal with Channel 9 without telling Fox Sports. And, look, they may be right in part, at least. News Limited did step up a long-term litany of perceived wrongs about Smith after that deal, which no doubt would have spooked a few people at NRL headquarters, given, see, there's a very incestuous relationship between the broadcaster or between News Limited and some of the clubs, and also the NRL is hoping for a lot of dollars from any new deal to come out of Fox Sports. So I think there would have been some nervousness there, and that may be a reason why Smith has gone early. But overall, he was not quite the right fit from the outset, as it was also pointed out to anyone who would listen yesterday, when this former Welsh soldier turned banker arrived in the job less than 3 years ago. He didn't know the name of the Kangaroos captain, and he confused Benji Marshall with Ben Barber. In the eyes of many, friends, they were a monumental faux pas. He was at pains to point out some of his achievements, including what he kept calling a landmark free-to-air television deal. And that would appear now to be both a mantle and a millstone. The search is on for a replacement, and no doubt it will be global and thorough and all the other Harvard MBA speak. But one thing's for certain, it'll require a little puff of white smoke above News Limited's fortress in Holt Street, Surrey Hills, before the appointee gets the job for sure.
Oh, is that the way it should be? Just briefly, one bloke who survived a shark and one who wants to be the next shark. High amongst the nominations for the Don Award at the Sports Australia Hall of Fame Awards tonight.
Yeah, Mick Fanning, who had that encounter with a great white in the final of the pro event in South Africa. And Jason Day, after winning his first major and moving to number one in the world of golf, he wants, of course, to be the next Greg Norman, the next great white shark, Fran.
Both very worthy recipients, if you ask me. Warwick, talk to you again at 7:30.